Welcome to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him at God's5Minutes@gmail.com. Now, here's Ed Wilson with God's 5 Minutes.
Hello, friends. Timothy, who was Paul's disciple, became pastor of the Church of God congregation at Ephesus. Because Paul loved him, quite naturally, he included a bushel basketful of personal advice in the 2 letters he wrote to this man whom he characterized as being his own son. In 1 Timothy 5:1, while giving advice on recognizing and ordaining church leaders, Paul wrote, "Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins, keep thyself pure." Now, this is not only very important advice for when it comes to sanctioning church leaders, it's also good practical common sense for all the rest of us. Sin is bad. All sin is bad. The less you can have to do with it, the better off you will be. Laying hands on someone can be broadly interpreted as linking your resources and future plans to theirs. The Bible is full of advice about being slow to back somebody else's failed business venture or agreeing to be partners with anyone whose history is a question mark. This means don't get caught in the snake oil web of someone with nothing more to prove their business acumen than a mouthful of charm and a rosy picture of what your money will help them do. In another context, for instance, marrying someone you met last week is not a good idea. Lay hands suddenly on no man, no matter how urgent the situation, no matter how plausible seems a justification. Just don't do it. But if that advice is valid concerning money and weddings, was certainly true with regard to other people's sins. You and I have quite enough to do to keep our own selves from sinful behavior without sliding off into someone else's cesspool. The man whose quarrel with his neighbor has filled his heart with hatred will sit down beside you, pour your ears full of lurid tales and bitter charges, not in trying to help correct the problem so much as to stir you up to take his vitriol and pass it on to somebody else. Proverbs said, "He that passeth by and meddleth with strife not belonging to him is like one that taketh a dog by the ears." Sure, the world is full of injustice, and God wants good people to discern between right and wrong and to stand for the right. But he doesn't want us to get our sensing of the right or wrong of a matter through the dirty filter of someone else's fiery bile. To be a partaker of someone else's sins means to identify with or participate in them. Another way this scriptural admonition is important is in allowing persuasions from the tide of our times to move us from clear biblical standards. Well, there was a time when the brightest, most listened to voices in a large part of the United States found splendid reasons to justify slavery, and their doing that brought on a great civil war. Or in another arena, an entire nation rallied around Adolf Hitler and his minions as they used the concept of Lebensraum, meaning room to live, to justify invading the nations surrounding Germany. Those who were seduced by that siren song have their share of blood on their hands for the, 40 million or so who died during the Second World War. If you read the literature of the times, though, it's easy to see how easily you could be swept up in the tide of believing you were a member of a master race whose especial endowments equip you to lead the world to a brighter future. Here's a little handy maxim, Oliver Goldsmith. The united voice of myriads cannot lend the smallest foundation to falsehood. Today, it has become the rage to accept the notion that a person's gender is not solely determined by biology. Pope Francis has rightly called this the ugly ideology of our time because it denies and then pretends to erase the sexual distinctions, which are the greatest distinctions that exist between men and women. This dark ideology strikes at the heart of human dignity and argues vehemently against the wisdom of the Almighty. Be not partaker of other men's sins.
You have been listening to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him by email at godsfiveminutes@gmail.com. Tune in next time to hear more encouraging thoughts from God's Word on God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson.